Verse 13. Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga and Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. Now that's all that Dr. Luke says. Dr. Luke is very mild and modest, and at this time, he doesn't issue a tirade against John Mark. But we're going to find a little later that what happened was that John Mark had a yellow streak up and down his back, and he turned and ran home to Mama. Remember, she's a prominent member in the church in Jerusalem, and her home was the place where the church met. And this young man, he's going home. When he got there and looked into the interior of Asia Minor and saw the paganism and the dangers that were there, he decided he hadn't been called as a missionary, and he heads in another direction, and that's for home. So that later on, Paul, we'll see, won't take John Mark with him. In fact, he and Barnabas, they disagreed violently on this, and they separated. And Paul went one way, and Barnabas went another way. Now, Paul was wrong, though, about John Mark. God didn't throw him overboard because of this one failure, and thank God he doesn't throw us overboard because of one failure. He gave this man another chance, and later on, it was Paul himself. And Paul was big enough to admit when he was wrong, because later on, in his swan song, 2 Timothy, he said to Timothy, "Bring John Mark with you. He is profitable to me for the ministry. He made good." God always gives us a second chance. But all we're told here that John Mark, departing from them, he returned to Jerusalem. He went home. Now, these men head for the interior, Paul and Barnabas. Now notice, verse 14, "But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down." That's the method of Paul, you see. "And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, Ye men and brethren, if ye have any word of exhortation for the people, say on." This, you see, was the custom of that day, because the Jews were scattered throughout the Roman Empire, and many of them that had been scattered were in these cities, and synagogues were established, and they would have visitors that would come from Jerusalem. Well, they wanted word from the religious center, and they would always call on a visitor to get up and say something. Well, this always afforded a marvelous opportunity for the Apostle Paul, and he certainly takes advantage of it here. Now, I believe that this sermon that Paul gave in Antioch of Pisidia is one of the great sermons that he ever preached, and yet it's generally passed by today, and it's one of his first. And I want you to notice this. He preaches now in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Now, after the reading of the law, they now come to that part. They say to you, brethren of visitors, would you like to say something? Well, Paul wanted to say something, that is for sure. Actually, that's the reason he's there. Now, notice this sermon, beginning with verse 16. "Then Paul stood up, and beckoning with his hand, said, Men of Israel, and ye that fear God, give audience." Now, apparently, there were some visitors there, probably some Gentiles, proselytes maybe. "Men of Israel, and ye that fear God, give audience. The God of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt, and with a high arm brought them out of it. And about the time of 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to them by lot. And after that he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet." Now what is Paul doing? Well, he's beginning here to do the same thing Stephen did before the Sanhedrin. He recounts their history as a nation.